Good morning. My name is Amy, and I'm your curate. And the name Amy means beloved, and we are all beloved, so perhaps we're all a little bit Amy. Anyway, we are all beloved, and I'm going to be spending a little bit of time today talking about names. That wasn't just a random introduction. How we choose them, how we give them, and how we use them for each other. So feel free to relax where you are, close your eyes if you like, you don't need to look at me. But let's begin to start with by sharing a moment of silence, just to recognise God's fragrance in this place as we gather together to look to Him. So let's go quiet. So I have an older brother. He is 13 months my senior, and at 7 or 8 years old, when we were alone together, he introduced himself as Zach, and he was actually called Henry. He was like this: "My name is Zach. I am strong. I am going to kill you." He was confident. "Zach is my name, and I will beat you. You are nothing," etc., etc. You get the idea. He was older, and I accepted much wiser, and he was robotic. I followed his imagination, was amused, but I was also a little bit scared of this new Henry Zach creature that presented himself. I was on edge, and I knew that I needed to respond somehow to what he was saying. So I decided I would have my own alter ego. I used a different voice, probably a little bit West Country, because that's where I'm from. And I went a little bit like this. Oh, hello, Zach. I am Floppy Doppy, and I come from the planet of peace and love. And I love you dearly, Zach, even when you scare me. I will forgive you, your big voice. "Ha, ha, ha, Zach is not interested in Floppy Doppy or her silly, weak ways." You get the idea. Anyway, Floppy Doppy was a bit of a joke, and the Henry Zach brother laughed at my name, and he laughed at my imagination, and he laughed at my character, and he told me to sort it out, get a better name and a better character. So you see, names are important, but what is behind the name is also important. How you talk to yourself. Do you armor yourself with a tough name and assume a strong position to protect your heart? Or do you give yourself a simple name and present a fragile heart? Do you meet people as a blessing, speaking from a place of love? Or do you offer a complaint or a grumble or even an attack from a place of unresolved pain or pride or frustration at how difficult life is? So Zach was obviously developed from a place of pain, or more likely annoyance, a place that he had to share the parental love with his weak, silly little sister, and perhaps out of a mixture of boredom and jealousy and humour. And in the imaginary realm, the extermination of the Floppy Doppy was the necessity to gain complete glory for Zach. However, over the years, Zach grew to love Floppy Doppy. And yes, we still occasionally use those names really to make us laugh. And Zach grew to love Floppy Doppy because she didn't go away, and actually she didn't change her core of love for him, because there was nowhere else for me to go. So, and I recently found a note from later in our teens, maybe even in our early 20s, and it was from Zach, and he was saying sorry. It was a big sorry note, and he spoke of love and forgiveness. And I also shared this story that I was going to share with you today with my brother, Henry. And he told me that in his heart, Zach really wanted to do things right, but he just didn't know how to be kind. And he wanted to be loved. He just didn't know how, and he got the words a bit wrong. And I like that, because we do get stuff wrong. And we do respond to love. And we are always being transformed into love as we expose our pain and we allow it to be addressed. So names can represent how we express love, how we long for friendship with each other. And love never dies, even when we don't get to share daily life with those who are named on our hearts. We remember them by name. We remember each other, don't we? We've discovered that this season. And the grief we suffer, the loss, is just an expression of the great love that we are each powered by. And I believe God calls us, he names us and calls us each only bigger and deeper. He calls us out into his love, into that place of holy commune, a love that never dies, even if we turn our backs on him, even if we don't let him near our hidden pain, a love that never dies, even when we die, even before we are born. He calls us my beloved children, my friend, no longer a slave, but a dearly loved friend. From Dear Luke today, the angel calls Mary highly favoured. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. And God loves us each like Mary. We are his beloved. In Isaiah, we hear, you are precious in my sight. I love you. I called you by name. You are mine. So you are God's handiwork, even if we don't quite feel like it today. You are a work of art, the apple of his eye, a chosen treasure, a daughter, a son of the Most High God. You are branches of the true vine. You are justified, redeemed, free, an heir to be called saints, a temple, a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit, a new creature. You have been made blameless, forgiven, sealed, and made alive in Christ. You are a member of Christ's body. You are made complete in him. You are honoured, beloved, and delighted in. Yes, you are a delight for this new day. Yes, you are a delight. I am a delight too, but you are a delight. And within today's reading, Mary was being called out by name into her holy identity as one favoured by a loving God, as one chosen to carry God himself within her being. Mary's yes to the angel speaks of her calm, wonderful trust in something more, something bigger that is foundational to life. She asks one simple question, and that's not if this is going to happen, but how. And then she just trusts. The awareness of the presence of the grace of our Lord offers her the freedom to become the trusting beloved, to give up body, mind, and heart, knowing that love will carry her through. And maybe we can all possess that Mary quality. Love will carry us through. So are we really open? Are we really open to God like Mary was? I don't know. But I would love to have that powerful Mary quality, that unbridled beauty as a beloved, highly favoured one. Do you know this day that you are highly favoured? Are you aware of the presence of the Most High God with you, within you? Strength, comfort, hope, joy, faith. And as we recognise some of the names that God bestows on his people, on us, on Mary here, Luke then takes us on a journey through all of time as the angel speaks some of the names of our God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. And he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne. His kingdom will have never and will never end. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. So as we accept, as we accepted the names of our Holy Father that he's bestowed on us, the favoured, the beloved, the delighted in, it seems good to worship his holy name, Jesus, Son of the Most High, the Lord God, the Most High, the Holy One, the Son of God. And it reminded me of a time when I was living in Uganda in the 1990s. I had a lot of time on my hands. There was no electricity where I was or running water, so there was not much to do once it got dark at 7, but to light a kerosene lamp and enter a land of discovery. And I decided that I must read the whole Bible. And as I did, I would write out the names of God in Hebrew, in Aramaic, in English, whatever I could find, to really find out what the names of God were so that I would understand his character a bit more. And it was one of the most fruitful and yet really super basic times in my life. And if you're feeling poor in spirit, then I just recommend that you open the Bible and go name shopping. You put the names of our loving God out there. You speak them out, you write them down, and you begin to dwell in them. And I'd like, as just a taster for us now, to read some, and maybe we will discover some of the wonder of our Lord. So he is the supreme God, Elohim, the Ancient of Days, El Shaddai, the All-Sufficient One, Abba, Father, HaKadosh, Holy One, Holy Father, Mighty God, the Most High, El Elyon, Abir, Strong One, Loving Father, Papa, Adonai. He is mighty, he is just, he is holy, he answers, he is forgiving. The Lord your God, our dear, great one, Saviour, God everlasting, El Olam, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, Yeshua, my hope, Ila Shemaya, God of heaven, Ila Shemaya, God of heaven, my patience, HaKrakaman, the merciful one, our loving creator, Hashem, the name, gracious one, Emet, my truth, the seal of God, Odon Olam, master of the world, Abishta, the one above, my joy, king of kings, the breath, the wind, the spirit of life, the source, Aravat, father of creation. Iye she'iye, I am who I am. The God who sees me, El Roi. Our Father, hallowed be your name. Jehovah Shalom, my comfort. Malbish Arumim, clother of the naked. My dearest friend, my covering, my overshadowing, El Hanaiman, faithful one, the gate by which we walk into wholeness, the gate, the door, the way, Matir Asurim, freer of the captives, nourisher, Shekhinah, the God that descends to dwell among humanity,
He is pure. My strength, my rock, Al-Sali, are all. Mek'eya Met'im, life-giver to the dead. Prince of peace, son of righteousness, compassionate God. El-Rakum, compassionate God. Rof'er Cholim, healer of the sick, the Lord who heals me, Jehovah Rapha. Love. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is present. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is present. So having heard that she would carry this God of love, the God of heaven, the Lord of all goodness, having heard she would carry this divine but fragile divinity within her, Mary says, I am the Lord's servant, may your word to me be fulfilled. And the only way for the fear of humanity to be dispelled was for God to invite us to see him in all his vulnerability as one with humankind. That is, he is the loving image, the living image, that bringing truth and prosperity to our lives. This is Jesus. And he is named Jesus. The discovery that our Father God is love. The Christ didn't come as the baby Jesus to change his father's minds about us. That did not need changing. He has always and forever loved us. The incarnate Jesus was carried and named by Mary into this world so that we might change our hearts and minds about God. He is named beautiful, wonderful, faithful, loving. And that leads us into communion as his beautiful, wonderful, faithful, loving people. So today we follow Mary as we prepare for Christ's arrival among us, cloaked in the splendour, the names of God who loved Mary and loves us dearly today. Back in the 6th century, and handed down from the early church, there was a tradition in the monasteries. And that was called the O Antiphons. In fact, it was so well known at one time, they just called them the Great O's. And during Advent, the faithful would read the titles for Jesus Christ, each one referring to the prophecies of Isaiah. And these were known as the Great O's, the names of Jesus Christ. And so to finish today, I'd love to read them over us as we are Advent people, celebrating and yet waiting for the coming of Jesus, our Messiah. O wisdom, O holy word of God, O Adonai, O sacred Lord of ancient Israel, O radix Jesse, O flower of Jesse's stem, raised up as a sign for all peoples. O clavis David, O key of David, his dominion is vast and forever peaceful. O radiant dawn, rising sun, O splendor of eternal light, shine on us and all who live in darkness. O rex gentium, O King of all the nations, the only joy of every human heart. O Emmanuel, God is with us. So let's pray. Holy Father, you name us beloved, highly favoured treasures, your handiwork. Help us to embody the names of love seen in Jesus Christ, most precious baby, vulnerable and pure. Help us to nurture that love and listen to your whisper that brings peace. Jesus. Amen. So let's worship together God with us. Let's abide in him as he abides in us this Advent, as Emmanuel, God with us. Bless you all. Bless you all good and proper. And I hope to see you soon.